statement from the ANC yesterday that it's formally decided to oppose the party's suspended Secretary General Esma Kashule's court bid to have his suspension overturned. They're also bringing in legal big guns, three silks, no less. So they've been confirming in a statement yesterday afternoon that ANC officials met and decided to oppose the application. Pule Mabe is the ANC national spokesperson joining us now. Pule, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. Obviously, you are taking this very seriously, that you've decided to appoint counsel, senior counsel to that effect, and you are defending this court action.
Well, of course, afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Of course, the ANC has appointed a team of senior counsels, three SCs and one junior counsel, to be able to deal with our opposition of the application by our Secretary General to have his suspension lifted. You'd recall the decision to place the Secretary General on temporary suspension arises out of a decision taken by the National Executive Committee of the 26th and the 29th of March, wherein we had said that comrades whose role in the organization would be impacted upon by the step-aside resolution would have a 30-day period through which they may decide to voluntarily step aside. If they do not do so in 30 days, the ANC will then have to activate Rule 25.70, which empowers the National Executive Committee and all other subsequent structures to impose a temporary suspension of such members that might be indicted to appear in a court of law. In this instance, our Secretary General fell well within that category. He then felt himself that the kind of a decision we are taking might be outside the prescripts of the Constitution of the Republic. So basically, the Constitution of the ANC is now being brought on trial. Very important that when such matters are ventilated in a court of law, we do assert the fact that there's a voluntary enterprise. It was never a wish or an intent on the rules that we have put forward to take away personal liberty.
Pule, it is important, as you say, it is important because there could be a precedent set here, and that's why you need to defend it and you need to look at the constitutionality here. Three senior counsels, that's not a cheap exercise. You know, do you think that you possibly could have avoided this matter going to court?
Well, of course, I mean, the ANC has got a number of exhaustive avenues that we encourage our members to really go through should they not be satisfied with the decision that had arrived at. But what we shan't do is that we will not take away the rights of members to approach courts if they so elect. I mean, they are acting out of their own volition. We are a lawful country, so the Secretary General has decided to take our own decision requiring him to apologize for the letter of suspension he wrote to the president, to court, so that the court can rule on that. He has also decided to take the constitutionality of a decision of the National Executive Committee, which is actually following the decision of the 54th National Conference, asking him to step aside, to court. So the constitution of the African National Congress is on trial here. We've got to make sure that to avoid setting a dangerous precedent, we take such matters to court. Remember, the ANC's membership is open to those that agree to the rules that are set out in their constitution, those that sign our oath of membership and all of that. So basically, it doesn't mean, Mandy, that when you are a South African, you are automatically a member of the ANC.
Yes, indeed.
You ought to subscribe.
It's voluntary.
Right. And all of that. So we've got our own constitution, which really stipulates our own rules. So now the very constitution that has got our own rules is now being put on trial.
Pule, can I just jump in there? Sorry, I'm just concerned about time. I want to ask you one last question very quickly. Yesterday we saw Esma Kashule speaking on a podium outside the Pietermaritzburg High Court. Will you be bringing additional charges against him for that and against Sikle Zikalala, for example? Any action there from the ANC?
Well, the African National Congress has already expressed itself in terms of conditionalities attached to a member who is temporarily suspended. We are all watching these developments with keen interest. And I take it that the next subsequent structure of the ANC to seek either the NWC or the National Executive Committee, when it sits, It shall reflect on this development, including utterances made by National Executive Committee members against decisions of the National Executive Committee when they go out and say what shall have been decisions of the NEC when they were in those meetings of the NEC when decisions were arrived at. You see, Mandy, if I go into a meeting of the National Executive Committee of the ANC and the decision is taken, even if I do not agree with that decision, I am bound by the discipline of the collective to be able to go out and own up to that decision. Once we start a culture where decisions that are taken, and if I don't agree with them, I go and speak against them. Basically, what I'm doing as an individual, I'm contributing towards the liquidation of a revolutionary movement. So the ANC ought to also place a greater interest on such, so that when it expresses itself,
right,
it also says, what do we do to close ranks? Because the message of the ANC coming out must always be one of unity, one of renewal. But the ANC must show loyalty and high regard to its own decisions.
Pule, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. Pule Mabe, the ANC national spokesperson there, just explaining the fact that they are now responding to Ace Makashule's court action, and interestingly that they may be taking some discussion, some action against those who've been speaking out about the NEC decisions.